the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor and miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you.
and merciful God, of your bountiful goodness, keep from us all things that may hurt us, that we, being ready in both body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish whatever you would have us do. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the 19th Sunday after Trinity is from Genesis chapter 28. Jacob left Beersheba and went to Haran, and he came to a certain place and stayed there that night, because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land in which you lie I will give to you and your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O Lord, I call upon you. Hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you.
Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 4. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel.
St. Matthew, the 9th chapter. Getting into a boat, Jesus crossed over and came to his own city. And behold, some people brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven. And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, this man is blaspheming. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he then said to the paralytic, rise, pick up your bed and go home. And he rose and went home. When the crowds saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to men. This is the Gospel of the Lord. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten
Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, bright light,
very God,
begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Courage is defined by Merriam-Webster as the ability to do something that you know is difficult or dangerous. When we think of courage, we often think of the bravery displayed by soldiers on the battlefield, or you might think of the person who risks life and career to stand up for something that is right. Courage is the ability to confront and overcome fear in order to do something noble and right. I bring this up because this is what our Lord Jesus Christ says to the paralytic. Our English translations water down our Lord's words here for some reason, so that they render him saying, "Take heart, my son," or "Be of good cheer, my child, your sins are forgiven." But literally, Jesus says to the paralytic, "Have courage, child, your sins are forgiven you." This is the same thing our Lord says to the woman later in this same chapter in Matthew, who had an issue of blood for 12 years and worked her way through the crowd in order to touch the hem of his garment. "Have courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." It's the same thing he says to the fearful disciples in the boat during that awful storm that they thought would surely be their end. "Have courage, I am. Be not afraid." And it's the same thing he says to those same disciples in the upper room on the night when he is betrayed. "I have said these things in order that you would have peace in me. In the world you will have tribulations, but have courage. I have overcome the world." Have courage is what our Lord Jesus tells his faithful people time and time again. And I don't think it does us much good to water this down by rendering it "take heart" or "be of good cheer" or even "be comforted." Instead, we should just take our Lord's words as he gives them. Have courage, for this is exactly what he means. If we did want to render our Lord's many exhortations to have courage in a different way, it wouldn't be "take heart" or "be of good cheer." It would rather be "believe in me" or "have faith." For this is the point, dear friends. The Christian faith is courageous. It is a dangerous proposition to place all of your hope in a man who claims to be God in the flesh, come to save you with his perfect life and sacrificial death. It is a dangerous proposition to cling to that man as your only possible source of forgiveness, life, and salvation. What makes this proposition so dangerous is that it runs contrary to your sinful human reason and to the ways of the world in which you live. To put all your trust in someone else rather than in yourself is viewed by your old Adam and this sinful world as weakness, not courage. To recognize and admit that you are a sinner, a failure, in need of forgiveness, life, and salvation given by someone else is translated by the world, and even sadly by many who call themselves Christians, as a cop-out. If you want to be courageous, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, face your fears head on, and conquer them by yourself. There's no such thing as a free lunch, after all. You are the one who decides your own destiny. Get to work. These were the very sentiments of the scribes who heard Jesus say to the paralytic, "Have courage, child, your sins are forgiven you." They don't murmur to themselves simply because they think Jesus is blaspheming, since only God can forgive sins, and they don't believe that he is God in the flesh. They are murmuring because of that, and mainly because of that, but they're also murmuring because they don't believe forgiveness of sins is something to be received by proclamation or declaration. They think it's something to be earned, to be merited. You want to please God? Pull yourselves up by your bootstraps and do what he says. Follow his commandments. Don't sin. Don't be like those people. Be like us. We have it down. We are righteous. And it is for this reason that Jesus, knowing their thoughts, puts the question to them, for which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say rise and walk? The expected answer is that it is easier to say your sins are forgiven. After all, these are just words, right? Unless one is rendered mute for some reason and unable to speak, anyone can speak these words. Anyone can say out loud to anyone else, your sins are forgiven. But not anyone can heal a paralyzed man. Not anyone can say to a paralyzed man, rise, get up, take your mat, and go home. If a paralyzed man was laid at your feet, dear friends, every one of you could say to that man, your sins are forgiven. But not a single one of you could say, get up. And so on the surface, it appears that the answer is a no-brainer. It is much easier to say, your sins are forgiven. But it's not. Not for Jesus. It is far easier for him to say, rise and walk, go home, to this paralyzed man, than to say, your sins are forgiven. You see, the scribes rightly understood what Jesus was claiming about himself when he said, your sins are forgiven. They were right in noting that he was doing only what God can do. Where they were wrong was in their thinking that this man standing before them was just a man like them. They failed to realize that Jesus is God incarnate, God in the flesh, and that he, the Son of God and Son of Man, does indeed have the power and authority to forgive sins. Jesus is the ladder Jacob saw in his great vision. For in Jesus, God has entered our flesh and heaven has come to earth. Where Jesus is, there are the holy angels descending and ascending upon him. Jesus is God, the same God who created the heavens and the earth by merely speaking his word. And so it is no sweat at all for Jesus to say to the paralytic, rise and walk. He need only say the word. That is far easier for him to do. What is far more difficult is for Jesus to say, your sins are forgiven. For Jesus, these are not mere words. For Jesus knows full well what he must suffer to win that paralytic man's forgiveness. Your sins are forgiven is a courageous statement by Jesus. In fact, it is the most courageous statement uttered by anyone ever. For when Jesus says, your sins are forgiven, he is saying, I will be placed in chains for you. I will be severely flogged for you. I will be mocked and ridiculed, spit upon and smacked around for you. I will be smitten, stricken, and afflicted for you. I will have nails driven through my hands and feet for you. I will suffocate to death on a cross for you. I will shed my blood for all your sins, indeed for the sins of all people of all time, that you may be forgiven. And so you see, dear friends, that is far more difficult for Jesus to say to that paralytic than it is for him to say, get up, I heal you, go home. But so that they will know that he is exactly who the scribes understood correctly he was claiming to be, namely, the Word in the flesh, God himself, Yahweh, in flesh and blood. Jesus also does the easier thing, telling the paralytic to pick up his mat and go home. He speaks the word and the paralytic is healed. And this is a beautiful picture for us of what comes with the forgiveness of sins, namely everlasting life and eternal salvation. The healing of the paralytic is a picture of the resurrection that will occur on the last day, when all who have received the forgiveness of their sins through Christ will be raised in perfectly healed, glorified, and eternal bodies to dwell with him in his kingdom, which has no end. Therefore, have courage, beloved. In this world, you will have many tribulations. Tribulations coming from the sinful world in which you live. Tribulations coming from other sinners who treat you shamefully, sometimes sadly, even within the church. Sinners who gossip about you behind your back, or say hateful and hurtful words right to your face, or even seek to harm your body and soul, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. Tribulations that also come directly from your old Adam, your sinful nature, who is in league with the source of all tribulations, the devil himself, and is always about the business of taking your focus off of Jesus, your Savior, so that you will learn to trust in yourself. Amidst all the tribulations, in the face of the lying devil, the sinful world, and your own sinful flesh that seeks to devour you, have courage, that is, repent and believe. For Jesus says the same thing to you that he said to that paralytic. Have courage, child. Your sins are forgiven. Rise, pick up your bed, and go home. Jesus looks upon you with no less compassion, with no less affection. You are in the hands of the victor and have his watery name splashed upon you. He has defeated all your enemies, even the most fierce and terrible foe, your old Adam, your sinful flesh. You have tribulations in this world, to be sure, but have courage, for Jesus has overcome the world. And you need not worry about how you can muster up this courage, the courage our Lord implores you to have, for he comes to fill you with this very courage here in his holy house. Surely the Lord is in this place. How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Jesus is here among you, dear friends, every bit as much as he was among and in the presence of our forefather Joshua long ago. And he is here not just in your hearts and minds or feelings and emotions, but he is really here, physically present in his holy word and in his most holy sacrament, just as he promises to be. And he is here to declare to you, to proclaim to you, to give to you the forgiveness, life, and salvation that he has earned for you. He gives that to you in the strangest of ways, which is why the world will never cease to make fun of you or persecute you or call you stupid. For he does it through simple water, bread, and wine. And through sinful men he calls and ordains to preach this word to you. Come. Have courage. Take heart. Be comforted. That's fine. But have courage. Have faith. Have faith in his words. This is my body. This is my blood. Come and eat his body and drink his blood, the very body and blood he courageously gave and shed on the cross for you. Have courage. Come and receive the peace which the world cannot give. Your sins are forgiven. Rise, pick up the bed of all your tribulations, and go home with the sure and certain confidence that nothing in this world can separate you from the love of God which is yours in Christ Jesus. Be strengthened for the battles that lie ahead. For here you are renewed in the spirit of your minds. Here you put on the new self, the new man, the new Adam, as St. Paul implores you, the new Adam that is created in the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. For here, in this most awesome place, in this house of God, in this gate of heaven, your baptismal garments are washed clean in the blood of the Lamb, and you are clothed in his perfect holiness and righteousness. Have courage. child. Your sins are forgiven you. Rise, pick up your bed, and go home. For the Lord Jesus is your shepherd, who will lead you through the valley of the shadow of death of this sinful world, until he brings you to your eternal home, where you will dwell with him and all his saints and angels in the house of the Lord forever. Have courage. Repent. Believe. Your sins are forgiven you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, you gave us your Son, Jesus, who has the authority on earth to forgive sins. Grant that we may always rejoice to receive this forgiveness in your holy church, through your holy absolution and your holy sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper. Keep us faithful in receiving your gifts, that by your grace we may cling to you in faith unto life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty God, our Savior, sent forth his church to the ends of the earth to proclaim the good news of salvation in him. Give us willing hearts to support the preaching of your word in our congregation, community, and throughout the world. We especially ask your blessing upon Matthew, our synodical president, David, our district president, Michael, our circuit visitor, Thomas, our pastor in Christ, and all upon all faithful missionary endeavors, including Issues, Etc., the Siberian Lutheran Mission Society, Lutherans in Africa, Lutheran Heritage Foundation, LCMS World Relief and Human Care, Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries, and University Lutheran Chapel. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, you blessed Jacob with offspring as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give comfort to those in our midst who long for children but are unable to conceive. May they find in the church a family to love and cherish. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, in the waters of holy baptism, you rescued us from our fallen condition and adopted us as your own children. Guide those who are seeking to adopt children of their own, that they may be a model of your love. Give them patience and endurance as they work through the adoption process. And place children in need into loving homes with faithful parents, that they may be baptized in your name and taught the truth of your word. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, by his authority on earth, your Son healed people of all manner of infirmities, including the paralytic in the gospel today, which pointed to the ultimate healing we have in his perfect life and sacrificial death on the cross. Be with all those who are ill, injured, in treatment, or recovering, especially those who have requested our prayers, including Joan Birch, Marlene Wiltshire, Dick Weiser, Bill Harmon, Phyllis Hill, Maxine Isaacson, Dick Kohler, Joyce Kohler, Ella Shaw, Corrine Ellenboss, Tom Ellenboss, Shirley Curry, Scott McCollum, Landon Cole, Fred Glazer, Charles Shaw, Margaret Duby, Lloyd and Lyle Duby, James Whiting, Maxine Cole, Albert Cull, Phil Warsop, Lee G., Sherry Schaub, Joseph Toll, Elaine Wood, Pastor Dan Chambers, Rosemary Reichart, Sally Messer, Marcia Lundy, Phyllis Boffman, Michelle Johnson, Matt Boffman, Chris Woodrow, Michaela Woodrow, Madison Wilson, Kim Greening, Randy Comar, and Brenda Netsley. That they might be restored according to your will, or given the strength and peace to accept their affliction, never wavering in the faith that complete healing of body and soul is eternally theirs in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Bountiful Lord, you have prepared a feast for us in which you have given us the forgiveness of sins. Help us to put away all falsehood and be reconciled with one another, that through the most holy meal of your Son's very body and blood, we may be renewed in your spirit, put on the new self, created after your likeness in true righteousness and holiness. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Join our prayers and praises to those of your faithful people of every time and every place, O Father, and unite them in the ceaseless petitions of our great High Priest, Jesus Christ, until he comes again as victorious Lord of all. Through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Up your hearts.
We lift them up.
thanks unto the Lord our God. Truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, in the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
blood of Christ shed for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you, by the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. Amen. The very body of Christ given for you, Jesus Christ. Mabel, the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. Amen. The very body of Christ given for you. 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 The very body of Christ given for you.
Thank you.
body of Christ given for you. Bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. This holy and precious blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Thank you.
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. You and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Hallelujah.